the Golden State Valkyries, and we're going to be broadcasting their games on 95.7 The Game and the Odyssey app. That all starts Friday when the LA Sparks are in town, 7 o'clock. You're going to be able to listen to all the games right here on 95.7 The Game or the Odyssey app. And the Valkyries, they're going to have their own custom channel. So download that Odyssey app right now and search Valkyries. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones are going to be on the call. And if you missed it, we just had Jess Smith on. She's the president of the Valkyries. And if you want to go back and listen to that interview, you can do so on the Odyssey app.
Man, oh, man. Hopefully, this is the game, right? If somehow the Warriors can win this game, they get that rest, right? 3 days? Yeah.
They will. Okay. I mean, and that is the one thing that a playoff series can kind of make you feel like you got no chance. And one win can make it all change. If the Warriors can gut out a win tonight, okay, everything changes. Because then Steph Curry is back in play. And if Steph Curry's back in play, you never know. You never know. I don't know if he's going to play Sunday.
Yeah.
If there is a Sunday, but there's a chance.
Would you risk it? I wouldn't, Stoney. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know enough about the injury to make that determination.
But you know how much he means, and you don't want this to mess with the off season. That's just me.
No, I agree. I would not want to get him re-injured. Because yes, that would linger into the summer, and you really want Steph Curry spending this summer rehabbing rather than getting rest for next year. But like, this is one of those things where I don't worry about Curry, because we talked so much about Celebrini, and he's cautious, he's the best, and he's great, and he knows, and this, that, and the other thing. So I just, if he plays, he's ready. And if he doesn't play, it means he's not ready. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Gotcha.
I know it's pretty simple, but I don't think anybody knows until – nobody's going to know until Saturday or Sunday. And he's going to get reevaluated Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. And like I said, to me, Stoney, it's just – it's too iffy. He's everything moving forward. I think we're seeing that now with what the team is or isn't without him. But real quick answer my Moody question about what's happened to him. Don't you dare say Kerr happened to Moody. I mean, because he was rolling, and that's why this is – and I know, Steiner, you can call him a role player. That's fine. That's what he is. But, damn it, he was great. He was doing good at the role. But we're talking about pods, or people are coming for pods, but we got to put Moody in there, and I don't think it has anything to do – like, he played himself into where he's at now, and I just don't understand what happened. Yeah, to be the bright lights.
To me,
it started with Houston.
I mean, again, I just think without Steph Curry, everything changes. And everybody has got to do more. And some of the players on the team, I don't think are capable of doing more right now. And you know what?
Here's Stoney?
But here's the way I look at it. Okay, Pods is stunk. Moody hasn't been good. But you know what? Draymond Green has not been good.
I'm with you.
He's been as disappointing as any player on the Warriors in this series.
Yeah, GP2. Draymond just got fined, too, by the NBA. GP2 also stunned.
What'd Draymond get fined for?
So, I don't know if you saw the video Saturday. They lost. They were down 8 at the end. Draymond was on the bench, and it looked like I saw the video, but I thought nothing of it, that he said 5.5. That was the spread of the game. So the Warriors were down 8, and when he said that, Kuminga hit a 3, and Minnesota wins by 5, so they didn't cover. And, you know, I saw TV having fun with it, but whatever. But they said that wasn't good integrity of the game. I think that's some BS. Every other commercial on the game is about gambling.
Yeah. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore.
Our man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing, man?
What's up, my guys?
Hey. What's so funny?
Quick little shout out to what happened?
What's so funny?
I'm about to get into my point, but I want to, because, you know, I'm about to come with some fire. But I got to do a quick little thank you to, or like, shout out to the Valkyries. Was it president? What's her name?
Jess Smith.
Yeah, shout out, because it's exciting time for the Bay, bringing hoops to the Bay. Pretty exciting stuff. But I haven't called in recently, man, because, you know, I wanted this series to kind of play out.
Yeah.
And I was going to call in yesterday, but this is the funny part. I'm watching you guys on YouTube, and my guy Goo, man, was so just sad. I thought you were going to shed a tear, man, the way you were talking about the Warriors.
When?
Yeah.
And then,
stop. Go ahead.
I literally thought, like, you were going to go home and cry, man. I was kind of really feeling bad for you.
Wow.
But, and then Starnie, man, just has the attitude like the season's already over. He
what are you
just,
talking
he's already
about?
Done at this point.
Please. I've watched enough
Starnie,
basketball to know.
You can't trick me, Starnie. You can't trick me.
I've watched enough basketball to know that a series isn't over until one team wins four. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But look, let's just call it what it is. We everyone knew the series was going to be tough when Steph Curry went out. I mean, come on,
right,
man.
Right.
Any team we lose their superstar, it's going to be tough. I mean, if the Nuggets lost Jokic, the Thunder lost Shea, we can keep going on and
yeah,
on.
Sure.
I mean, the Boston Celtics just lost Jason Tatum, and that's devastating. Hopefully he gets back, you know, speedy recovery for him. But I think Jimmy Butler and Draymond today are going to be great. Just those two guys, they've been in these kind of moments. They know what it's about. I would be shocked if those two guys go out sad, man. I think you're going to get the best Butler and Draymond performance. I expect Paz and all those guys to definitely play better than the last few games they've been playing. I'm not saying the Warriors are going to win, but I would be shocked if the Warriors get blown out today. I just don't see that happening.
You know what? I thanks a lot, Caleb.
Well,
appreciate
Vegas does, Caleb. Yeah.
Well, if the game ends 111-102, is that a blowout?
I don't
think so.
Well, I'm with you.
I expect the Warriors to go down fighting.
And they've been fighting. We got to give them that.
Right. But yeah. If they kind of roll over tonight, I do think that's not a good sign.
Because he called out the two people you called out. Not called out. Draymond and Jimmy.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. I know I was getting my moody takes off, but that's where it starts. And we got a bet, two bets. Jimmy will have more than 30. He'll have at least 30 field goal attempts.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's going to make up for last game.
That would make up for the last four games.
No, it's not. He had 26. What is going to happen tonight?
They're going to play, and I think both teams are going to compete, and it's a make or miss league, and it depends on
J.K. needs 40 minutes for me.
40.
Yeah, 40, at least.
All right.
That's not even going out on a limb. That is going to happen. I almost want to put that in a bet.
You seem to know what's going to happen tonight.
Well, you got to go. You got to exhaust all possibilities. Go out guns. The amount of people saying I was down bad yesterday.
You were.
Bad how? I'm about to give
you
a speech today.
You were moping. You were flat out moping.
I didn't
moping.
See it that way.
And you were
please.
You were sending bad. Signals of giving up.
Stop it, man. I don't ever give up.
I didn't say it. Caleb said
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but now people, you are down bad. Please. I was just upset with the showing.
But they stayed in it for a half.
Yeah.
Let's go up to the Redwood Empire.
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Guerneville. Talk to Lance. Hey, Lance, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
It's great to talk to you. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
I have two topics that I want to just make some comments on. One is about JK. The other is about Moody and what's happening with him. So regarding Kuminga, do you guys remember Draymond publicly recognizing TJD for giving up his seat for a rookie?
Yes,
in post,
remember that.
In the middle of the game?
Yep.
Okay. I want to also bring your attention to JK about a week before that did the same thing, and it was the game that I believe the coaches were incensed with him about what he was doing on the floor. He came off the floor when he was sub four, and he stood over Kevin Knox as if to say, get up and give me that seat. And Knox was in the middle of the bench. and Knox stood right back at him, stared right back at him, and didn't budge. And I think that's the reason why Draymond made the comments that he made about what TJD did when he gave room for Post to sit down. It's not – I think Kerr is playing Kuminga now because he has to.
Exactly.
I think he's doing it for obvious reasons. But there's more to the Kuminga dynamic on this team for the just these reasons that I'm trying to point out. Now, I'll be a little bit shorter on Moody. I think what's going on with Moody, and Steiny, I agree with you. You just said it before you guys had me join the call. Against Houston, things started to go sideways with his performance because I just think Houston was a really excellent defensive team. And coming into this series against Minnesota, remember, Moody was starting at that time with Steph on the floor.
Right.
Right? So now coming into the Minnesota series, when Steph goes down, he has to, when he's on the floor now, he's limited to not having the benefit of being on the floor with Steph in the flow of the offense and having to create on his own. And that's what I think is the fundamental difference between what he was doing before the Houston series and where he's at right now.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I would take it a step further and say that without Steph Curry, everybody's affected. And I think we got to, you know, the other thing about Steph Curry is I think we really find out that when we use lines about players that maybe they're not true. Nice. I mean, Moody can't create his own shot. I don't think Moses Moody can create his own shot. And
that's I disagree, but I hear you.
That's not a big – you do disagree.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant or any of that. I just think he's capable, and I've seen it, but okay.
What's his move? What's his signature move offensively?
Jab, step, and go hard right and go to the rack, and I've seen him flush on guys.
He's probably made that dunk about four times.
Or that move,
year.
Though. That's his move.
Well, maybe they're scouting him. They're staying on his right hand.
Okay.
I'm trying to envision Moody
it's
going.
It's like he don't trust it.
I'm trying to envision Moody going left and finishing with his left.
You would probably be hard-pressed to find that.
Yeah. And the fact that Moody cannot create his own shot, it's not a huge deal when Steph Curry's playing, because he doesn't have to create his own shot. The ball will find him, and he's usually got a good look at a three.
Jamal Brown goes, real quick, Steiny, yeah. That's not on the chat. That's not a move, Goo. The Jazz said go right. I've seen him do it.
I mean.
Turn the corner, get by you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk. Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And I kind of felt this. I saw somebody else in the chat line on the YouTube chat talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, how big's Moody? 6'4"? About 6'4"?
Yeah. I'll give him that.
6'4"? Yeah. So he's a guard. But he doesn't really have guard skills. He just doesn't. He doesn't shoot it well enough. He doesn't penetrate well enough. I'm not sure his defense is good, and it can be good, but I don't think he's at his best guarding a one or a two. And I also believe, like, let me just ask Warrior fans this. Why was Steve Kerr so hell-bent on making sure that people knew Moody was playing four? He was playing power forward. I mean, if that doesn't tell you that Kerr doesn't think he's got enough at two or maybe three. I mean, spelling it out for, like, this is what I mean. I mean, you know, Kerr's not going to come out and say, you know, Moody stinks as a two. But when he plays him at four, you can draw the conclusion that Kerr doesn't love him at two, at least. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to refrain from
what?
From doing this exercise of, and you did that well about Moody, but hell, put the starting point guard through that same test that you just did and tell me what different answers you get.
You mean with Pods?
Yes.
Well, what I'm telling you is we're finding out all these guys aren't nearly as good and that without Steph Curry. Yeah, and that is up and down the roster, including Jimmy Butler. And now the scary part is
Draymond.
Draymond without Steph. And you know what?
But there's a history of this.
Exactly. I don't think he's, like, something happens to Draymond when Steph's not on the floor.
Okay.
It's just,
I'll give you, hold on. Can I respond to that?
Yeah.
Before, I would say, you know what, Stoudy, you're right. It's a regular season game in March. But Randolph is kicking his ass. So, Randall. Steph or no Steph, Randolph is kicking his ass.
Randall.
Thank you.
But he's not dissimilar from Zach Randolph.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who gave Draymond trouble.
So, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't help me on defense on what dude's eating on him, and it's okay. But we're talking a month ago, DPOY.
Yeah, I know. But you know who was talking about DPOY most? Draymond Green. Draymond Green.
Yeah.
But I think there's something mentally. Draymond Green is not as competitive and driven and confident all those things without Steph Curry. And I think he knows that in order for him to be his best, he'd prefer to play with Steph Curry. And it's obvious because without Steph Curry, Draymond as a facilitator loses a lot of oomph on offense. So
yeah. The trike error on the YouTube chat, and we've alluded to it, but he's acting like, or she's acting like we haven't said it. Jimmy is hurt. You two are not as smart as you think you are. We've allowed the possibility that he's still compromised and injured. But you know who doesn't care? The game of basketball. And if you're out there when it's time for tip, know everybody's got a story, Donnie.
And I'm, you know, again, I don't want to do this, but if you're telling me, well, Jimmy Butler's hurt, okay, he's hurt, then I must ask the following question.
Which is?
Well, what are you going to do next year? Is he not, are these guys not going to be banged up next year? Like, I'm fully with you. If Jimmy Butler's hurt, well, they're done because then they're missing Curry and Butler's hurt. But what does that mean for this team moving forward? I guess I don't want to answer that right now. But can you really, if this thing ends tonight and Curry doesn't play and Butler, let's say, doesn't play well because it's obvious he's hurt, would you just say, well, we start new.
We start fresh.
Right, I know. But would you, if we start the season and it's Butler, Curry, and Draymond, and we're in early November, do you really believe they're going to stay healthy all year and make it through a long playoff run? To me, this is kind of what I mean. I mean, they haven't made it past the second round without feeling the effects of the fatigue and the age, and like that's the part that I don't think's going away.
I'm trying to, and I hope the Warriors handle their business tonight so I can hold off. And we can hold off on that discussion, but Steiny, the regular season has shown me that the guys that they got, the others, can take a bigger role and handle it because it's regular season basketball. But why I'm irritated, if you choose to go that route and say there's nothing to see here, we'll come back healthy and the youngsters will ball up into his playoffs, then we got a problem because I am trying to cash in. I'm sure just like Joe Lacob, that chip to get Steph and the rest of the gang and Dre number 5. So my monster question is, how is the organization looking at these playoff performances or their lack of, saying to myself, well, what can we do? What's at our disposal? Because if you ask me, I'm going to give you a hint. I'm really so despondent on what I've seen in regard to the metamorphosis from other players going the other way that you need to tackle it ASAP. And you could be like, well, Guru, tackle what? The fact that are you giving the benefit of the doubt to these other guys that look like guys during the regular season and then fall on their face in the playoffs?
Well, first of all, you're right. But second of all, this is where I don't go to the role players right away. I go to the big three. And the reality is they've played 11 playoff games, yep. Right? Seven and now four. They played 11 playoff games. Steph's been hurt for almost half of it.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler was hurt for a couple games. Now he's either sick or he hasn't fully recovered from the injury. And Draymond Green is a shell of himself in this postseason. So I get why the role players are struggling, because they can't even play off a star right now other than Butler, but they don't have the spacing with Jimmy Butler, and it makes it more difficult for everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're asking me what's the big reason why the Warriors may get eliminated tonight, it's because Curry got hurt, and Butler isn't playing great, and Draymond's playing worse.
And he's exhausted.
I'm sure he is. But you know what? He's going to be exhausted next year, right, if they make the postseason. Again, I don't necessarily want to get into that because it's not right upon us yet.
And but do you have a problem with me, and I love you, Stoney, wanting to see J.K.? And I get people can say it doesn't matter. Like, Stoney, can we see him in the start lineup? Why not, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
because he can score, and we can help us get off to a good start, and hopefully we maintain it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, to me, he played plenty last game, and that's the other thing. I mean, Steve Kerr was asked about Kuminga and how come he didn't start him in the second half, and Kerr was like, what are you talking about? I put him in with 8:45 to go. And he didn't say, he said, you know, unfortunately, they went on a run. This is the problem. I'm not saying Kuminga was responsible, but when Kuminga got on the floor, they got down 18. Again, I'm not saying he shouldn't go to Kuminga. He has to go to Kuminga. Jonathan Kuminga is not dumb. He knows the only reason he's going to right now is because Steve Kerr has to. And that probably is a tough thing for a player to deal with mentally. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I see calls. We'll get to you on the other side. That segment was also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's your appropriate fear level right now, Goo?
Oh, 9.5.
Out of how many? 10?
Yeah, 10. I'm at a 10. The Devontae meter, I'm at a 10. I mean, how can it not be at a 10?
Well, I'll tell you how. Because if they win tonight, it'll probably still be at a 10, right?
No, it'll come down.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And then we got rest. We got time. So, you know, I want to see 40 minutes from J.K. I want to see 30 shots from Jonathan Kuminga. Who was the caller that said?
From Butler.
From Butler, good gosh. And then Pods break out of his shooting slump. Just saw Gary Payton II and Draymond Green looking like his old self. And I just don't know if that can happen with what we're asking or tasking him to do on both sides.
They need a lot of contributions without Steph. With Steph, they're capable of winning a game with a couple players playing well. Without Steph, they need four or five to play well. That's kind of the way I look at it. But let's take some calls. Okay. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's a lot of people concerned, though. They did think you were down yesterday.
I don't know what gave them that idea.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, Jimmy, that's the Jimmy we need.
Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Austin, Texas. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru.
I think the most disappointing about this slump we're in is, like, you know, we lost three in a row. And after game one, we were all so pumped up because you got to remember, let's not take it off the table. We won game one without Steph playing like 2.5 quarters. And that was a big W for me. I was like, right, man, we're going to hold it down. And the other thing is, and again, I want to reemphasize what Mr. Steinmetz was saying a couple days ago. And as much as it hurts us to say, our role group, it's not a lack of effort. It's the fact that we're not good enough. Pajemski has been utterly awful on the offensive side of the ball. And again, he's a hard-nosed guy. I'll always root for him. He's a good kid. He works. He's not good enough to play offense in this league.
Not yet.
Shooting-wise.
Not yet in the playoffs.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
But let's go, Warriors. Come on, guys. We got it.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Well, there it is. Short and simple and sweet.
I mean, it does feel like some fans are really have been slapped in the face in terms of what they're seeing from Pajemski, Moody, Payton, hell, even Post.
Yeah, I'm that guy. And you said, why would I let myself get there? I fell for it. And that might be a little strong, but, you know, you talk about strength in numbers. I thought this is 2.0.
I mean, he is an unbelievable player. And in a way, we're seeing his greatness when he's not even on the court.
Yeah.
For the Warriors, because it's just, they do not look like the Golden State Warriors.
And if somehow they could pull this off tonight, mm-hmm, and I keep telling you all that I wouldn't risk it, the biscuit. But, man, Steiny, you're talking about if obviously you're going to be feeling better if you win tonight and the next game wouldn't be until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he – like, who wouldn't sign up for that? Again, it's all dependent on what the Warriors are going to do and what Steph's going to allow you to do to him, because it's on him. But my goodness, is down or bleak as it looks, you know, there is an avenue starting tonight if the team can handle its business to just get it back here.
Yeah, one game at a time.
All right.
They won a game without Steph playing three quarters, but the Timberwolves were awful that night. So you're gonna need to defend. And you're going to need to be more efficient on the offensive end.
And that's where the problem lies.
So, yeah, right now, anyway. Let's go to Jeff in San Jose. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for having me on. You know, I just kind of wanted to address the elephant in the room a little
bit.
And I know Guru really likes Dre, but at the same time, I think Dre's kind of been the elephant in the room. I mean, look at, we lost KD, we lost Paul, and, you know, he always throws those little temper tantrums like he's a 5-year-old kid out there on the court. And also, too, I mean, regarding Jonathan Kuminga, I know he's been sitting on the shelf, but, you know, he is part of the future for some team. And I guarantee you, when the Warriors trade him, that's going to be their biggest nightmare. And, you know, and I do want the Warriors to win tonight. But, you know, let's see how it all plays out. And I hope Kerr makes some good decisions tonight, too, as well, because I think he's also part of the elephant in the room, too.
Mm.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Speaking of decisions, what's he holding? What's the cards in his hand? What can Kerr do different, Donnie?
I think that's a fair question. I don't know.
The starting lineup's all you got.
Well, no, you can change up the playing time.
And you're going to laugh, but I know Willard and Dibbs did the interview with Coach Kerr. I'm just saying, right now, Steiny, if it were me, I'd throw the kitchen sink at it. And if Pods is showing you he still can't hit the side of a barn, I might give Pat Spencer 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not against giving Pat Spencer 5 minutes.
Just to see if he should get 10. You see how it works?
Right, but if you're utilizing Pat Spencer, to me, you're essentially saying we are out. I mean, God love the guy. God love Pat Spencer. But if he plays a lot of minutes, I think you're getting the answers you don't want to hear.
What have you made of TJD? He hadn't been bad, but I'm just asking you, do you take him out the starting lineup? And the only reason I bring that up is he started, played 19 minutes, 2 of 2 from the field. And I asked you the other day, you know, minus 18 along with Draymond, he scored 5 points, 3 rebounds. I guess I'm asking you, what are you looking for when you hear TJD is starting? Because to me, I'm like, well, I don't know why that 19 wasn't a little higher.
Well, look, I mean,
I know you can't throw it to him in the block and all that, but
if you're okay, so if you're asking for a redistribution of minutes, so you want to play post a lot tonight?
I would just try to see.
All right. Well, then if post plays and Spencer plays a little more and Gui Santos plays a little more, because those are the three guys who haven't been playing very much, and you get beat, everybody's going to drill Kerr for experimenting during an elimination game.
Well, we saw that in the Rockets series where all hands were on deck. And I came in here and told you.
They were on deck because the Warriors were getting blown out. You know what I mean? I mean, Spencer only played because the Warriors were getting hammered. I hear you, Goo. I don't know. I don't know what you do. Like when you say, play Kuminga. 40
minutes.
Yeah, play him as much as you can play him. That's fine. Draymond, Butler, you can play them all as much as you can, and you can limit pods.
But if he doesn't have it early, and that, you know what I mean, that you got to have some type of a barometer to where, not sit him, Stoney, but damn it, okay, Moody, I know you've been off. I'm going to give you some time. Make the most of it. And if you do, then that number will grow in regard to how long you'll be on the court.
And the problem with Moody is he hasn't played a good game in a long time.
No doubt.
I think the thing I'm most worried about with this Warrior team is the confidence of Podziemski and Moody. Well, and that's why when we had a caller say, I think Pods is going to snap out of it, he might. But I see a guy that's lost some confidence. And
3 of 14 last game.
And
it's a continuance.
Exactly.
So Moody gets yanked out. But yet, I guess this is why fans call and feel like Pods is getting, you know, some different treatment. I'm not saying that, but I understand it. It's like, okay, well, he just keeps going down the abyss. But when it's others, they're yanked out.
Well, that's because despite what Steve Kerr said after the Butler trade, this roster does not make perfect sense. They don't have enough ball handlers. They don't have enough guard ball handlers. They just don't. And that's why he's got to go with Pods. Because there's nobody better than Pods, unfortunately, at that position. And all the people that are saying, you know, Pods has a long leash, I don't disagree with you. But it's a circumstance situation more than anything. And I'm going to tell you, and people can say I'm wrong, and it's fine. But if Kuminga were a guard and Podziemski were a forward, Kuminga would be playing like Pods is playing. And Pods would be playing like Kuminga's playing. Like, there's just not nearly the competition in the backcourt for minutes as there are in the frontcourt. I mean, that's the way I see it. You can disagree. That's fine. Let's go to Ro in Oakland. What's up, Ro? How you doing, man?
Hey, fellas. Top of the morning. My favorite three guys that listen to on sports radio. You guys bring a lot of joy throughout my day. I appreciate you guys.
I know. Right back at you.
And I just want to say, that's what life's about.
I'll give you 4.
No,
that's what life's about.
But no, seriously, I just want to talk about, like, what led up to this trying to get into the playoffs, slide to the play-in, uphill battle. We play the Rockets, trick off a game or two there. go to seven, uphill battle. We get to Minnesota, lose Steph. Bomber. We just haven't been able to recover from that. And the reason why I think that is things that you guys have been talking about this morning is like, or others, as Shaq would say, shout out. But I think the lights is too bright for these kids outside of GP and maybe Kevon Looney. But the rest of these kids, I think it's a little shell-shocked right now. And it's not over. The fat lady haven't sung yet, but she has the mic warming up. If one of these guys don't, you know, step up and give us some juice, if we could just get some juice out of Moody or Pops, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a ride, but we're going to be going on a early summer vacation. So, yes, fellas. I got one wrap to put on the table before I hand it off.
Oh, sponsored by Atco Pest Control.
We need to go get us a backup point guard. I love Pat. I love his heart, but when we putting our faith into Pat Spencer, we in a little bit of trouble. So we definitely, on the off season, need to go out there a backup point guard. That's all I got, fellas. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ro. Appreciate the call. This from the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line.
Lay it on me.
Moody is 27-7 as a starter this season. He has only played less when the rug is pulled out from under him. You might not like what I have to say, but they're 27-7 with Moody in the starting lineup, primarily because the starting lineup also included Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying Moody didn't have a hand in that, but he was not the main reason they went 27-7. It was Curry playing at his level and Butler playing at his level and Draymond playing at his level. And now Curry's out and the other two guys aren't playing at the same level they've been playing at.
But to that point, and you're correct, Stoney, we can't ignore that Moody had a great run, just like Pods did. You cannot ignore that Moody made some progress this season overall and looked like a staple and a guy you could count on. That's why I'm in awe of him reverting back to something I hadn't seen in a long time. A guy with a lack of confidence. You can miss all day, but there's a way you look when you, like, I mean, my God, the point blank range, who was that the other day? And there was an air ball and he wasn't but 5 feet away from the basket. It felt like.
I think that Moody and Pajemski are realizing that the playoffs are a completely different animal. And right now, their games, not that they don't want to, but their games are not allowing them to be as competitive as they have been in the regular season. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think they're dwarfing the Warriors in the athleticism department. I think they're absolutely dwarfing the Warriors. And the Warriors right now are paying the price for not having enough athletes.
That's real, man.
Go ahead and put Kuminga in there.
That's our best one.
Right. But he's the only one. He's the only one. If you look at Anthony Edwards, you look at Randall, you look at McDaniels, you look at Naz Reid.
Alexander Walker.
How's Pods going to score off Anthony Edwards if Anthony Edwards is engaged? And that's the other thing that I think we've seen in this series too is I'm not saying Anthony Edwards has been great defensively the entire series, but he's been good at times when they've needed him. And man, like Anthony Edwards can guard Jimmy Butler.
And if
Curry were in this series, I'm not saying he would shut him down, but he would also be taking some turns on Steph Curry.
But the question I have, and I was just about to get to this, and it's on my notepad, Stoney. Right. Can Jimmy Butler guard Ant-Man?
No.
And that is what is glaring to me, because coming into this series, I think the Miami Jimmy Butler would have said, let me get a piece of him. Let me spell Dre. But that is just the way you just said it is the way it's playing out. Like, it's not even happening. It's like, it's what's wrong with boxing now. The guys are like, I couldn't believe Jimmy wanted no part of just to try to slow Ant-Man down. That's just me.
I worry about Butler on the perimeter.
Evan, am I off for that one?
I was waiting for Steiner to finish.
Oh, okay. But seriously, though, Jimmy that was coming to town was both sides. I'll go get the guy when it's go time. That's what Jimmy, come on now.
Who says?
I mean, we watched it.
When?
When he was with the Heat.
Well, that was 2 years ago. And Anthony Edwards is a different animal.
I was watching the game the other time. I said, he's not guarding Ant-Man. But go ahead, E. Am I wrong for that?
Well, a lot of times Jimmy's also one of your forwards, so you kind of need him to guard maybe one of their bigs, or maybe he's on McDaniels. I mean, it's not just as simple as, hey, throw Jimmy on Ant. Even if he stays in front of him, then, all right, who's going to switch on to Randall? Who's going to switch on to one of their other forwards? So he's, I think he's also got a lot else that he's worried about besides Edwards.
And the other thing is, I actually don't think the Warriors have done a terrible job on Edwards, because, you know, I always do this, close your eyes and think about Edwards in this series. It does feel like,
oh, hold on,
he is not, like, he's dribbling a lot at the top of the circle, and they are not doing a bad job of staying in front of him.
See, I think they're doing an awful job. Game one, Steiny, and as Edwards we're talking about, he has gotten to air. How many layups has he smoked? And again, it's no shade. It's Anthony Edwards, but I don't feel like they've closed or cut him off at all. It's just like something's really going on because you're getting there. I feel like this whole thing, and now it's just the floodgates have opened, but nobody can stop them. That's just my take on it. Like, I haven't seen a Warrior guy cut him off, make him give up the ball. He has gotten to anywhere he's wanted to go, and he's been smoking layups, and now he's not.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're doing the best they can do with Anthony Edwards.
Now, that's a different story.
But I do think that they have I think the Warriors have done a good job of cutting off his initial drives, because he's out there fiddle faddling, and then eventually he'll either go by the guy or he'll move it or pull up for and take a three. But where was, like, I guess what I'm asking is, why did we think the Warriors had somebody who could guard Anthony
Edwards?
Gary
Payton II, who now is laughing and smiling.
He's not a stopper. Gary Payton II is not a stopper.
Can you stop the bleeding?
One reason he's not a stopper is because he can't play long enough to be a stopper. He can't play 35 minutes a night.
See, I thought he was our Iguodala. And when you say, you're like, stop. Hey, go, let's sick GP2 on him.
Yeah,
that's just how I looked at GP2. And I have. And, like, you could just tell his hands are full, and I get it, but I just feel like Ant's been smoking a bunch of layups, but he's been getting to the cup.
I mean, one of the reasons he struggled in the paint, you know, the first game or two was because the Warriors could pack it in because Minnesota wasn't making any threes. And they've started to make threes
in
this series.
And I got a tip. This is terrible, Snoddy, but you tell me what you think. They're starting to feel Minnesota real comfortable when the Warriors even want to try to play a zone, right? It's just like they're dicing it up now. They got guys that can shoot it. You know what I mean?
They were effective last game, but I think overall the zone has kind of done what Kerr has wanted it to do, which is make the Timberwolves a little more stagnant, but It's a tough one. It's a tough one. 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Who do you think has done the best job of guarding Anthony Edwards in this series? I say it's JK. The guy Steiny says only plays offense. Okay. Then put Kuminga on him. Put Jonathan Kuminga on Anthony Edwards. And I'm just going to tell you, then what happens if Kuminga gets into foul trouble? Now you lose the one guy who can score points for you. But hey, if it's that much desperation,
what do you need more? Offense or defense? The defense has been okay. It's offense to me. Even though you scored over 100 last game, you still lost.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect tonight, man. I just know it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, I actually think the one thing we underestimated was how great Edwards is. And I remember when we had C.J. Watson on, and you said, who's the best player in the series?
I remember, man.
Edwards. And
the first game and a half kind of was going like, are we sure? Well, and now, or is he ready?
And now there's not even a question without Curry in this series who the best player is. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live-working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Memorial Day weekend is almost here, so swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.